Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation for Comprehensive Counseling Center Incorporation. I'm going to dictate six patients. It is January 30th, 2023. Please, for every patient, the patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. The first patient is David Gardner. His date of birth is 6/8/1978. Date of elevation is 1/30/2023. Telephone number is 248-408-0296. Subjective and objective. David described that he has been doing better, but still sometime struggling with anxiety and paranoia. Although he has been involved, going to church, involved in prayer, doing exercise, lost 13 pounds of weight, involved with his kids and getting along well with the family. Currently, he is in a real estate business in which he has been working fine, but he is not getting over of these thoughts from his mind. Patient was counseled and encouraged about his positive outlook and positive behavior. However, he indicated the medication has been helping him and he does not want to make any changes. He denies any suicidal thoughts, any plan, or any attempt, denies any auditory or visual hallucination, but sometimes he get paranoid, especially at the night time, and that create anxiety, but Prolixin 5 mg at bedtime has been helping him. In the past, I have tried to reduce it, but it was not possible to stop completely. He denies any involuntary movement, any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Patient was counseled and educated about his ongoing problems. There is some genetic component is there, but current medication has been helping. I explained the risk-benefit side effect, especially the weight-gaining effect of Seroquel, metabolic changes, but he has been going to primary care physician and has been getting the blood level and also his laboratory profile done, which was essentially normal. He continues seeing Betty, his therapist, since he started getting treatment. He was alert, oriented, tall, Caucasian male. Mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. He denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any depression, anxiety. At this time, denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. His attention span was fair, immediate recent memory was fair, he is of above intellectual ability, no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, residual symptoms of paranoia, period of anxiety. Plan continues Seroquel 200 mg at bedtime, Seroquel 25 in the morning. Degretalexar 200 mg BID, Prolixin 5 mg at bedtime, Cogentin 1 mg at bedtime, 30 days supply of the medication was ordered. Risk benefit side effect explained, patient has not been using any alcohol or drugs and has been showing steady and positive improvement. Next for appointment would be 4 weeks. Next location on Wendy Murphy Smith, Wendy Murphy Smith. Her date of birth is 8/22/1962. Date of service is 1/30/2023. Subjective and agita. Wendy described that she has been doing, patient was seen via doxy, patient has made telehealth appointment and consented for telehealth appointment. Wendy has been happy, pleasant, cooperative. Describe, she's doing very well. Only sometimes she get crying spells, which she believes that it is not, she's not getting Ritalin. She indicate that the Walgreen was having back order and she did not get prescription from them. I further discussed that maybe she can check some other pharmacy where it is available. I can change the prescription, to which she agreed. She described, she admit that she has history of attention deficit disorder when she was young and she was taking stimulant at that point. Currently, describes she is not working. There is not much any pain or discomfort. She has been staying at home with her husband, compliance with treatment, denies has a good Christmas and New Year's. Yet she was pleasant, appropriate, denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, but claimed the medication has been helping her. I educated about the medications that Abilify have some component which can help focus due to its dopamine blocking activities. She is taking Abilify 15 mg at bedtime and Wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily. Risk benefit side effect wise pain. She was alert, oriented, tall, Caucasian female. Her mood was euthymic, affect was present, speech was clear, thought process organized. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts. On Columbia suicidal assessment scale, she is not showing any residual symptoms of suicidal thoughts or had made any attempt. Yet she claims she never do that. She is positive about her life and her improvement and the goal. Assessment. Bipolar mood disorder, depressed, attention deficit disorder. Plan continue with the Abilify 15 mg at bedtime, Wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily. 30 day supply of the medication was ordered. Her telephone number was 586-278-8679. And the follow-up appointment was given for next month. Next question on Leslie Van Cleef. Leslie Van Cleave. Her date of birth is, his date of birth is 3/20/1958. Telephone number is 586-563-5178/, another number is 586-774-9954. Subjective and object data. Leslie was happy, pleasant, cooperative. Seen via doxy, he has consented for the treatment. His wife was also there. Leslie described he is doing very well. He is happy, pleasant, cooperative, getting along. His wife Christine did not make any complaint about it, and described that there is a change in pharmacy from Express Script to Optima PA. That she has discussed with the staff in the comprehensive counseling. Leslie described that he has, because of the weather, he has been staying most of the time at home, but getting along with his children and also with his wife. He was denied any hallucination, denied any mood swings, denied any suicidal homicidal thoughts. He claimed medication has been helping and he wanted a refill of the prescription. Patient was alert, oriented, his mood was pleasant, affect was bright, his speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thought. There is no symptoms of hallucination or delusion. Patient has no behavior problem, has been compliance with the treatment and getting along well with everyone. I educated him about his ongoing problems and also the role of medication. He described the medication is doing very well and he has no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Assessment, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, symptomatic or stable, no suicidal thoughts or any symptoms of hallucination or paranoia. Plan continue syrup 100 mg at bedtime, 400 mg at bedtime, 100 mg in the morning, 400 mg at bedtime, and Depakote TR 500 mg at bedtime. A 90 day supply was ordered, risk benefit side effect explained, follow appointment was given in 30 days. And next relation is on Gary Kolkowski, G-A-R-Y, Kolak, K-O-L-A-K-O-W-S-K-I, Kolkowski. Date of evolution is 1/30/2023. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has given a telehealth appointment, has consented for telehealth appointment. Gary was concerned about his ongoing problems. He describes since I seen him last time, he indicates since then he suffered from COVID during last year and is bad COVID for a long time. He developed blood clot, so his primary care physician has recommended not to do any treadmill period. He is also having problem of standing 2 to 5 minutes due to the excusing pain in his right side of the hand and the leg, and he does not know what has happened, and his spinal cord stimulation also is painful period. He has undergone laminectomy and also having dysautonomia. He has several appointments to be seen. He has a cardiac appointment, so he will be seen by neurologist tomorrow, and also will be seeing the pain physician. Off and on, he has been taking pain medication, as without that he cannot live. He says mentally he is fine, but physically he is not doing good, period. He denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination or paranoid delusion. I appreciate his positive thoughts towards his improvement and positive outlook. He agreed that he is doing better in that sense. I further discussed, maybe if he want, I can arrange a therapist for him through the comprehensive counseling. He can communicate once a month. That may help him as a support and also give him some motivation, to which he's agreed. Mr. Gary was alert and oriented. His mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. He denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. There was no involuntary movement. I discussed risk benefit of Wellbutrin. He is taking 150 milligram daily. He claimed that he does not want to take any other medication like Trazodone, as he has been taking pain medication that will actually give him some sleep. But sleep, he knows the reason was the pain. Patient was cooperative, appropriate, and has been communicating very fairly well and compliance with the milieu and the treatment. I appreciate his outlook and also positive thoughts towards his improvement. Period. He is on Wellbutrin XL 150 milligram daily. Assessment major depressive disorder, multiple medical issues, including dysautonomia, spinal cord compression, status post laminectomy. COVID positive, blood clot, plan continue the relative orientation, follow up with her medical. I will send the prescription, Wellbutrin XL 150 milligram daily for 3 months. Prognosis guarded. A follow up appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next relation, on Florence, F-L-O-R-E-N-C-E, Reyes, R-A-Y-U-S. Her date of birth is 8-11-1962. Telephone number is 248-238-7952. Subject is Anjita. Florence was unable to come on video, seen via Doxy, consented for telehealth appointment. She described that she has been doing fairly well. She is not looking for a job at this time, as she has to undergo parathyroidectomy on the third week of February, period, at William Beaumont Hospital. She described the medication has been helping her. She is not depressed, suicidal, or hearing any voices, but she is working on her medical condition. She has been seeing her primary care doctor and PED. She has also been history of hypertension, chronic kidney disease, high creatinine level, and also bilateral mastectomy. She denied any suicidal thoughts, any symptoms of hallucination or delusion. She was educated about her ongoing medical psychiatric condition, period of depression, anxiety, but she is have a positive outlook and working on her problem due to several medical conditions. She was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was pleasant, speech was clear, thought was organized. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any auditory visual hallucinations or any perceptive feeling. She has never made any attempt or having any problem with the medication. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Patient has no history of alcohol or substance abuse. Patient was given a positive reinforcement. Appreciate her ongoing treatment and education about the medication. Assessed bipolar mood disorder, symptomatic stable. Plan a history of hypertension, bilateral mastectomy, chronic kidney disease, parathyroidism, hyperparathyroidism. Plan will give a prescription for Zoloft 100 mg daily, Olanzapine 10 mg at bedtime, Tegretol 300 mg at bedtime, 30-day supply was ordered, risk benefit and side effects are explained, prognosis guarded, end of dictation. Next and the last evaluation on Patricia Markin, PATRICIA MORKIN. Her date of birth is 8-7-1958, telephone number is 248-514-1582. subjective and objective data. Patricia, describe, patient was seen by a doctor, she has consented for telehealth appointment. Patricia was happy, pleasant, coherent, cooperative. Described that she has been spending a lot of time with her granddaughter who is 8-year-old, often dropping them to school. Sometimes she stay at home and doing some drawing. She likes, she is quite happy and appropriate. She has no panic attacks since she is taking her medication and her depression is getting better. She also on Humira for rheumatoid arthritis and having a sleep apnea for which she has been using CPAP. She, patient was given a positive outlook, positive feedback, and also she was communicable, appropriate, attentive, very consistent with the compliance every 3 months. She denies any sadness, depression, any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory visual hallucination. She claimed that she has been active and tried to involved in activities, therefore she cannot, she can do better, be it. She also understand that it is a winter time and her rheumatoid arthritis may be flourish, therefore she tried to avoid not to go outside more often. Patient was in a good mood, pleasant effect, brighter effect, and attention span was fair, cognitive behavior functions, appropriate judgment sight has improved, patient has been taking her medication regularly, assess major depressive disorder chronic with no panic attack, rheumatoid arthritis, sleep apnea, plan I will give prescription for Cymbalta 20 mg daily, Trazodone 100 mg at bedtime, 30 days, 90 days supply of the medication is given, patient wants to be seen at third month, therefore I will give a follow appointment in 3 months. Prognosis guided, this then of dictation done by Dr. Stogi. Can you fax all this report to my office? Home office at 248-828-9712. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Have a good day. Happy New Year.